Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast presented by Paul Anthony with the assistance of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Victoria Police, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9 working together to make our community safe. Due to copyright restrictions, the music has been edited to make this podcast possible.
Bringing a whole new meaning to community. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Paul Anthony with you on the conch, and we're down live at the Victoria Police Media Centre. We do have Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Scott Davis, Gabby Tayak, and from the Anti-Violence Project, we have Greg Adkins. Our next guest, he's got a Bachelor of Arts in Administration. He's got a Graduate Diploma in Legal Studies, Bachelor of Laws with First Class Honours. Started his policing career with the Australian Federal Police in 1984, and in February 2003, became Assistant Commissioner for Crime with Victoria Police, promoted to Deputy Commissioner in July 2006. He's now appointed the 20th Chief Commissioner for Victoria Police. Welcome to Joy 94.9, Chief Commissioner Simon Overland.
G'day, Paul. Nice to be here.
Today, the first day of Community Safety Month, which runs throughout the whole of October. So what better way to start the month than being on community radio? Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. You've worked in community policing with Australian Federal Police, and I also note in your press release that was put out on the day of your announcement of Chief Commissioner that you were quoted a number of times talking about your commitment to the community. And the idea is, well, quite obvious, I guess, it's important to you, but how important is it to policing?
It's the basis of good policing, in my view. We police with the community. We don't police the community, and there's an important difference between those two concepts. So we work best when working with the community. Most of the community does the right thing most of the time. They cooperate with us, they support us. I guess the Crime Stoppers piece that you've just done is a really great example of that. It's relying on the community, giving us information to help us solve crime. So to me, good policing is all about the community and how we connect with the community, or communities, as is the case right across this great state of ours. And so we need to do a lot of work around that and around making sure we connect well with all the communities, that we build trust, we build understanding, and we have people work with us.
And personal responsibility is really important when we start talking about that. The police do play a certain role in ensuring the safety of the community, but personal responsibility plays a big part in ensuring that the whole community is safe.
Absolutely, Scott. And that's something I've been talking about in the 7 months I've been in the role, that it is very much about taking responsibility for your own safety, all sorts of sensible precautions you can take to protect your property, to protect yourself, to protect your friends, acting responsibly, you know, not being drunk and disorderly in public or anywhere for that matter. So there's a whole stack of stuff that the community can do that helps us, and we obviously need to do our bit to help them.
And that trust relationship, Chief Commissioner, is one that doesn't happen instantly. This is actually an ongoing conversation between various diverse communities and Victoria Police to develop that over time.
Absolutely. And as I said, it's about communities. There is not, in a sense, one homogenous community across Victoria. It's a remarkably diverse community or set of communities that we have here. All sorts of differences. And the gay and lesbian segment, I'm sure even within that, there would be different communities within the broader gay and lesbian community.
You just have to look at some of the support groups that exist within the gay and lesbian community. There's, you know, Out Black for Aboriginal people, there's Yellow Kitties for Asian lesbians, and the list goes on and on and on. And you're absolutely right, the gay and lesbian community is as diverse as the mainstream community is.
And there's the ethnic mix and the religious mix and all sorts of wonderful vibrancy that is part of our community, but it's a challenge to police.
When doing the program with Scott and Gabby, when they come in and have their chat, I didn't actually realise there was other liaison officers for other sections of the policing community.
That's right.
I just thought there was just the gay and lesbian liaison officers, but there's a whole heap.
Well, there's multicultural liaison officers. A new initiative has been around emerging communities. So we understand as new communities arrive, often as refugees, there's real challenges in how they actually understand our community and the way it works. often they come with mistrust of police based on the experience in the countries from where they come. And so it's really important that we get in early, we work with them, we build that trust and that respect and that understanding.
And hasn't that been a success of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Unit and the GLOWS, that building of trust and building of respect? Because we did have some rough patches, Chief Commissioner, but I think we're well on the smooth area to actually building firmer relationships and dealing with some of the crime that impacts the gay and lesbian community, such as hate-motivated crime, prejudice crime, that sort of stuff.
And it's all about the relationship, in my view. There will be times when we have problems, but if we've got a strong relationship and we continue to work at the relationship, we work our way through the issues.
That's right.
Commissioner, Scott and Gabby come onto the show each week and they regularly invite guests. They've invited you. We had the Deputy Commissioner, Ken Lay, who joined us a couple of weeks ago, and he had Agnita, who was from ABBA. That's the song he chose, and also he had a bit of Al Devo. So we're all waiting with bated breath as to what music you've chosen. Can you tell us what you've chosen and why?
Look, it's two Australian bands, Powderfinger, the track These Days, and the Whitlams, There's No Aphrodisiac Like Loneliness. And I guess I chose them because they're both Australian bands. I like their music, but it seems to me they have something to say. So there's a point to what they're doing, and there's a point that they're trying to get across, and I respect that.
Lesbian and Gay Radio from Melbourne, Joy 94.9.
Well, did you hear that? Joy 94.9, Gay and Lesbian Radio for Melbourne, and the Gay and Lesbian Radio station in Melbourne is coming live from the Victoria Police Centre in their media room. Scotty Davis and Gabby Toyak joining me as well. I've got a bit of a sore hand because our guest shook my hand, and he's quite a strong man. But our guest we do have currently is Chief Commissioner Simon Overland. Let's get down to it. You would have to agree that over the last 9 years, the relationship between the police and the gay community has definitely strengthened.
Absolutely. A lot of hard work on both sides.
Not only that, most significantly, because of the introduction of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers. Your predecessor made a very big stand in showing support for the diverse Victoria community and the support for the diverse workforce within police by participating in Pride March. Do you have any similar plans?
I do. I've been invited to walk as part of the next Pride March, and I've accepted the very kind offer, so I'll be continuing that tradition.
So you're going to be walking down with us?
Absolutely.
How cool is that? Scotty, can we just get that in writing?
We do have it in writing. Yes. Brett Hayhoe, the president of Pride March, wrote an official invitation to Simon early this year, and I use that as a good opportunity to reaffirm the fact that Victoria Police is able to participate. We have a new leadership, so we needed to make sure that that was the case. But interestingly, and during the week, we sort of put a bit of a teaser up on the Victoria Police intranet to say that this live broadcast was taking place from the Victoria Police Centre. And we sort of put in that little teaser that the Chief Commissioner would be making a big announcement, which he's just done. And quite humorously, I received a number of phone calls and messages saying, what's the big announcement going to be? And some, a few tongue-in-cheek, saying, is he going to come out as being gay? And I kept it all quiet because we wanted as many people to listen as we possibly could.
All right. Well, no, unfortunately not. Christine Nixon, when she first said that she was going to march, the media went crazy.
Yes.
What do you think it'll be now that they've heard that you're going to march? Do you think the media's going to be as going crazy, or do you think they're just going to go with it?
Oh, I think the way the Herald Sun are behaving at the moment, they'll probably have a bit of a shot. But look, I think we've moved past all of this, haven't we? I think there's greater maturity in the general community when dealing with these issues. I mean, the point I make is that I'm here to police for the entire community. The gay and lesbian community is an important part of the Victorian community, so it's no different from any number of things that I do. Engaging with the Chilean community, the multi-faith dinners that we have.
That's right.
It's no different. I do hundreds of these things a year. To me, it's nothing special, but it's important, I think, to reaffirm our commitment to work with the gay and lesbian community.
Well, one thing you're not doing is you're not hiding, because you've got monthly interactions online with forums for both the community and internally for your staff. Mm. So you're certainly quite accessible. How's all that been going?
It's fabulous. I've really enjoyed all of my interaction with the community and the workforce. The online part of it is important because increasingly that's how we communicate. And it's great to be able to chat live and for people to be able to see the exchanges that are taking place and to participate if that's what they want to do. So it's just another way of trying to be open and accessible.
And one of the other really important things that I've been seeing, and probably the community aren't seeing it as much, but you're actively out there with operational police, hearing firsthand from the police about what their issues are. And I know that, for instance, you've been at least been down to Narre Warren and you've done a van shift down there. for a little while. Mm. What was that sort of experience like?
That was fabulous. It took me back to the start of my policing career, and in a way, not a lot had changed. I mean, it's the same issues, yeah, and it's the same. It felt very comfortable. What didn't feel so comfortable was all the procedure, which, of course, I'm just not familiar with.
That's
and
right.
I'd lost track. So trying to run the radio and do the running sheet and all of the sort of technical things was a bit of a challenge. But I had a very patient leading senior constable, Paul Clavering, who worked with me.
I was going to ask about that.
He was very much the senior man. And I said, Paul, you're in charge. Just tell me what I need to do. And he was very patient, and we got through it in great order.
And did you get an arrest, and did you get a brief out of it?
No, we did. We got a couple of arrests, and I did get a brief. I got to do an interview.
Fantastic.
Which was my first interview for a while. Paul had to clean it up a little bit at the end. My interview technique was a bit rusty, but it was just great experience, and it's really important for me to get out there and remind myself that's what it's all about, and to understand life from that point of view.
And I think that it has a big impact on internally for our staff as well. And there was things like the protest that took place down at the intersection of Flinders Street, where you were down there at 6 o'clock in the morning and said, right, well, we need to remove these people, and I'll be there to support the troops in doing that. And that's a really important move, I think.
Oh, I think it is important. I mean, I do make the point, it's been a long time, well, not that long since I've arrested someone, but it's not my job. It's the, 11,500 police officers out there doing the work, and it's really important that we support them as strongly as we can.
Mm. You could pull that line. Don't you know who I am?
I don't have to a lot, Paul. A lot of people seem to know who I am.
I'd love to hear the interview on tape that you did, because you always introduce yourself as Senior Constable Gabriel Tyack or whatever, whoever you are. They'd be saying I'm Chief Commissioner Simon Overland. So
yeah,
it'd be a famous interview.
I don't remember what I said, actually. I know I said I was Simon Overland. I'm not sure what title I used. I was actually wearing leading senior Connie epaulettes just to sort of downplay it a little bit, and not that worked all that well in some places.
Look, it's great. If you go out, you make a mistake, you sign off on your own stuff anyway.
That's right.
So you'll be right.
I've got a question for Simon, if you don't mind me calling you Simon.
No, please do.
You started your tenure as Chief Commissioner with some really tough agenda items. The bushfires, which affected the broad Victorian community, and many gays and lesbians that lost their businesses and their homes right across the bushfire zones. And then you had the apparent rise, or the reporting of violence against Indian students. Two tough calls. What for you has been the most significant part of your police tenure so far as Chief Commissioner?
Oh, I think the whole public safety issue is very significant, and it's across a broad spectrum. It's both the emergency management part around how we make sure we're in position to deal with the coming summer and the likelihood of further fires, and just making sure we're as well placed as we can be and dealing with the Royal Commission and all the issues coming out of that. But the violence around licensed precincts has obviously been a huge issue, and I think in a way the Indian students is a subset. It's an important part of it, but it's a subset of that broader, I guess, deterioration of public order, and we've been doing a lot of work on that. We're going to continue to do a lot of work on that. It really comes down to the fundamental issue, which is people in our community are entitled to be safe, and we need to work hard to make sure that we can make everyone as safe as we possibly can.
Great.
Being the beginning of Community Safety Month, in my role as a gay and lesbian liaison officer, I've become really aware of how important liaison officer roles are in our community in Victoria, not only gay and lesbian liaison, but multicultural and other liaison officers. Sometimes members of the public will not contact police and only will do so because they're liaising with a particular liaison officer.
Well, that's right. We obviously need to work to make sure we're as open and accessible as we can be, so that's every police officer should be approachable, should be open, should be friendly. People should feel comfortable being able to come up to them and report a crime or ask a question or whatever it is. But we know some people aren't, so it's important that we not ignore that fact and we try and reach them. And the liaison officers generally have been a really important part of doing that and enabling that to happen.
And for the gay and lesbian community, it's about encouraging people to come out and report, because only 1 in 10 people report violence. And that relationship then with Victoria Police, it's getting better and better, and we hope to move that statistic so that we work towards all reports of violence being reported to Victoria Police.
Well, that's right, and we see that in a number of areas: family violence, sexual assault, gay and lesbian people often, for very understandable reasons, being reluctant to come forward, and we need to make it as easy for them as we possibly can to do that.
All good leaders look to the legacy that they want to leave an organisation and leave something behind. What would you like to be known for once you've moved on?
It's about what we achieve, so it's about keeping the community safe. So that is crime, public order and road policing, so being able to achieve, continue to achieve really good results there. But I think it's also the development of the organisation, that we continue to develop. We become more and more professional in the way we do business, that we are held in high regard by the community and we're respected for the work that we do.
And I think the important thing to look at here, we're all talking about Community Safety Month, as well as you keeping us safe. I mean, like, you've got a family of your own to keep safe, so they'd be in your best interests.
Oh, absolutely. But it's in all our interests to actually keep ourselves safe, keep each other safe. It's that sort of notion of enlightened self-interest, I guess. Mm. We're all going to be better off if we actually have a safe, harmonious, happy community.
And leading something better for the next generation. For the AVP's perspective, you're the third Chief Commissioner we've had a relationship with, and it's now the fourth and the fifth Chief Commissioner in the next decade or so. They'll have a better base to work from in policing this state.
Mm, that's the idea. I mean, the notion of a legacy is that you, in effect, leave something, you know, leave the place a little better than you find it. I got a wonderful letter from Mick Miller, a well-known former Chief Commissioner, and essentially that's what he said to me. You've got it for a short time, do your best and just try and leave it a little bit better for the next person who's going to follow you. I think that's good advice.
Mm. Chief Commissioner Simon Overland, before I let you go, I was told that your first choice of music was not the Whitlams, but a bit of Beethoven or Bach?
Yes, yeah, I love the classical music. I wasn't sure how it would play to this audience, so I went for something a little bit more contemporary.
Well, next time you come on, I expect you to bring your Beethoven.
Fantastic, love it.
I'm not sure whether we can play that. How long's it go for?
Well, the whole Ninth Symphony, perhaps. You know, if we could just play that, that would be great.
That'd be it. That'd be the interview.
I'd be happy with that.
Fantastic. Greg, any parting comments?
I think it's just extraordinary, the relationship between Victoria Police and the gay and lesbian community. And if you could drop that message of thanks back to you and all your command and the members right down to police stations from our community, thanks very much, Simon Overland.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
And I think next year when you march in Pride March and lead Victoria Police, you will be amazed at the response you get. You'll be treated like a rock star, just like former Chief Commissioner Christine Nixon was earlier this year.
Well, I'm not a rock star, but I'm very much looking forward to the opportunity to march.
I'm sure we could put a guitar in his hand, put some makeup on him, it'll be fine. Chief Commissioner Simon Overland, thank you so much for joining us down here at Joy 94.9. Look forward to talking to you again and hope everything goes well.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for the opportunity.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
The Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.